I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Officials in central Nigeria's Plateau State say at least 113 people have been killed in coordinated attacks by armed herders on farming communities. They began on Saturday and lasted until midnight on Sunday when many residents were sleeping. Local media say the assailants also burned down houses and looted farm produce. Robin Brandt has more details.
We've had comments from the state governor in Plateau State who's condemning it as a barbaric attack. There has been some criticism, though, from groups like Amnesty International, who have said that the authorities from the very top, from President Tinubu, who was elected earlier this year, are failing to prevent what they are calling these frequent deadly attacks on these rural communities. At the same time as the federal government continues to try to deal with that Muslim insurgency led by Boko Haram, which is centred not far from this area of Nigeria, and that's been going on for long over a decade now.
The United Nations Humanitarian Affairs Office has reiterated its concerns for the safety of Palestinian civilians in the Gaza Strip as Israel's Prime Minister vowed to intensify the bombardment of the territory. A representative, Gemma Connell, told the BBC that civilians, instructed by the Israeli army to evacuate the central Gaza Strip for their own security, had nowhere safe left to flee.
When I say that there were strikes again today and casualties arriving, some of those strikes were in areas that people have been told to evacuate to, which again goes back to the refrain that I think I am so sick of saying, but there is no safe place in Gaza. And even when people are told to evacuate, the places that they are fleeing to are not safe.
Earlier in the day, relatives of more than 100 Israeli hostages still being held by Hamas held a protest outside the Defence Ministry in Tel Aviv, warning that time was running out to ensure the captives' safe return. Protesters have had another day of demonstrations in the Serbian capital Belgrade, demanding the release of nearly 40 people arrested during violent anti-government protests outside City Hall on Sunday. Relatives of those arrested say they don't know where they're being held. Students blocked roads around Serbia's main government building. A Nicaragua-bound plane carrying about 300 Indian passengers that was grounded in France over suspected human trafficking concerns has landed in Mumbai, but with 27 fewer passengers. Yusuf Taha reports.
The Airbus A340, operated by Romanian charter company Legend Airlines, had originally taken off from Dubai with 303 passengers on board. It was detained in Vatry in northeastern France on Thursday, where it had stopped for refueling. French prosecutors spent 2 days questioning the passengers following an anonymous tip-off that some were being trafficked with the United States as their ultimate destination. Two suspected people smugglers remain in France for further investigations, but were set free by the courts.
BBC News. The Syrian Kurdish authorities in northeastern Syria say that 8 people have been killed and 18 others wounded in Turkish airstrikes in the past 3 days. On Saturday, Turkey announced a new wave of strikes in Syrian Kurdish areas in retaliation for 2 attacks on its bases in northern Iraq that killed 12 soldiers. Ankara blamed Kurdish militants for those attacks. The United States says it welcomes reports that jailed Russian dissident Alexei Navalny has been found, but remained deeply concerned about his well-being. His lawyers have warned it'll be hard to maintain contact now he's been transferred to a penal colony in the remote north of Siberia. His spokesman, Leonid Volkov, told the BBC the prison where Mr. Navalny has been sent was a bad place.
It's one of about 30 prisons in Russia with top security conditions, with harshest conditions. A prison like this is a prison where they would keep like serial killers, rapists and gangsters. It's not a place where a human being should live, less serve time in prison.
Iraq's foreign minister has reassured his Kuwaiti counterpart that army and police units are searching for a Kuwaiti national who went missing west of the capital Baghdad during a hunting expedition. The car the man and another hunter were travelling in was hit by an RPG-7 rocket. The vehicle was found completely burnt out, but there was no sign of the men. Some Iraqi media outlets say they may have been abducted by local tribesmen for ransom. A mass wedding ceremony involving 50 couples has been held in the Afghan capital, Kabul. They've become more common as low-income couples seek to avoid the high costs of a traditional wedding. It was organised by a charity which also provided the newlyweds with a cake, toiletries and household appliances to start their married life. The ceremony was low-key, with recitations from the Quran. That's the BBC News.